For those watching who are currently in remission, what would you tell them about what they can do to help prevent a recurrence?
Whether you're trying to prevent a recurrence, whether you are a family member and you think you're completely well, or whether you have a malignant disease, or whether you have a malignant disease that has cleared and you're understandably anxious about that recurrence. The fact is that taking way better care of ourselves can make a profound difference in all of us in all of these circumstances. There is no question about that. The observation work of different studies is one simple example where you can have a patient. I mentioned things like oxidative damage from, either poor diets or chemicals in the environment or genetics or treatment effects, all causing a buildup of things like lipid peroxides. And we know that that can lead to, a doubling or more of mortality, but it also can double recurrence rates in these breast cancer patients that I mentioned earlier. Well, that's one example, right? I mentioned in a different study, 20% drop, I'm sorry, 20% or less fat intake cut breast cancer recurrence risk by 24%. Exercising, right? Whether it was, 3 to 5 hours for colon cancer, I'm sorry, for breast cancer mortality, or whether it was 6+ hours per week, I'm talking, of aerobic fitness for colon cancer patients, recurrence rates drop by more than half. Mortality by more than 60%, but by more than half. There is a tremendous amount of evidence of just something as simple as inflammatory biology. When we test patients, we look at, C-reactive protein levels, interleukin-6, fibrinogen levels. We look at a variety of different markers on patients, amyloid A, serum albumin levels. And we know that whether it's gastric cancer, decreasing survival or progression from elevated inflammatory markers, in colorectal cancer, increasing recurrence. But we know if we fix that and we reduce the inflammation, we actually reduce the mortality, we reduce the recurrence rates. So there's a tremendous amount that can be done selectively. I don't think that throwing the kitchen sink is necessarily, kind of the answer. But this is not only nutrition, it's not only fitness, it is how we sleep, it is how we think, it is how we care for patients and what type of clinicians, what kind of optimism is around you, whether that's family, whether that's doctors. It's also being cautious to not overread the internet. One, because it's not always accurate what you're reading, but two, fatalism is pervasive and it is as adverse in terms of leading to premature dying as most anything can be. Preventing a recurrence with integrative oncology, integrative cancer treatment, from my perspective, I get it. After hearing you're in remission, retreat. I mean, it's really, clear. You may want to retreat psychologically, go to cancer-free zone. I don't want to hear about this. Never, ever again. Don't bring it near me. Flips on TV or an article in the newspaper, and you see, and patients will tell me that they turn off the TV every time they see, something with cancer on it. Why shouldn't you do that? Why is that a bad idea? Cancer is not just what you can see. It's unfortunately an invisible disease, way more than it's a visible disease. It's a molecular and microscopic disease. We are developing the tools now to be able to test people to know whether they have cancer, there's already a considerable amount of research going on in these areas that is really hopeful and exciting. A patient remission may harbor malignant cells that were resistant to chemo and radiation therapy. Unfortunately, those same cells have the ability to show back up with a vengeance, even when one least suspects it. Not placing, you know, my look, I mentioned it earlier, my grandmother recurred 25 years later with breast cancer. And it is built a little bit into our biology because healthy stem cells are exactly the stem cells that can convert into cancer stem cells in the wrong microenvironment, in the wrong terrain. And that terrain we affect by how we care for ourselves. Not placing far greater emphasis on containing these cells, right from the get-go, right from the first diagnostic period and the treatments and everything else, is a significant omission in mainstream treatment. As far as I'm concerned, we should be doing way, way more. Don't retreat, be proactive. There are many, many, many things you can do. There are things that can be done, dietary choices, biobehavioral care, fitness, circadian care, easy for patients to do on their own. You know, as I mentioned before, my book, Life Over Cancer, kind of covers a lot of that. Getting the soup, the terrain, the microenvironment analyzed so that you can make the right decisions. Creating an orchestra of therapies around appropriate mainstream therapies can reduce toxicity, reduce resistance, enhance efficacy, enhance the long-term benefits of treatment and maintain them and maintain recurrence prevention as well as a remission long-term. So I would be very hopeful, and I would actually encourage patients to say, don't shy away from it. If anything, it's even an opportunity and time to get more aggressive and build true longevity as well.
Dr. Block, it has been a true privilege to be with you today. We appreciate all of your meaningful work, and I just want to thank you for all of your time for joining us here at the Real Truth About Health Conference.
Great. Thank you.
If people want to learn more about your work other than your book, Life Over Cancer, where else can they find you?
So on the World Wide Web, we are at Block, B-L-O-C-K, like a square, MD for medical doctor, blockmd.com. Our office switchboard is 847-492-3040. But you should have no problem being able to find us online. We are in the Chicago area, in Skokie, Illinois, to be exact. We're very happy to assist patients in any regards. And we are fully functional both as a clinic. In fact, let me take 30 seconds and just do that. But as a clinic, we're fully functional through COVID, but we are also fully virtual in our care and are able to do that. This is kind of my office here. That's actually the Endurance, the Shackleton story from Antarctica. I did that as a traveling with a group of surfers from the Surfer Medical Association. It's just my wife's office. She has not had to be back here since she can do all of her work virtually from Zoom and other sites. And this is our office. You can see our chemotherapy unit down the hall all the way. You'll see our nursing station. We have a full pharmacy back there, as well as clinical offices for doctors and physician assistants. That's the outside Chicago. There's still snow out there from our recent storms. Down that hall, we have intake. We do integrative assessments from patients. And then down these stairs here, we have intake for COVID. We do very careful screening. We have full kitchens down there and research labs. The research labs are still functional. The kitchens are not due to COVID, but we hope to reopen all of that up in the not too distant future with that. So that's your tour for the day of the Block Center.
Well, much appreciated. And also just thank you for being so gracious with your expertise and of course your time today. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ben. And thanks, Steve, as well for doing such a great service.
Thank you so much, Dr. Block. Take care. Be well.
You too.